Town of Verdun Council dealt with a light agenda Tuesday, October 18, at their final regular meeting before this week's civic election. DG Konkan Construction Limited of Brandon was awarded the tender for the replacement of the 7th Avenue North Bridge over Scallion Creek. The company's bid of $1,579,255.55, including GST, was the lowest of six received. The project is slated for completion in 2023. RCMP report. Staff Sergeant Scott Fefchak presented council with a brief policing report for the month of September. He reported that 38,000 kilometers of patrolling were done during the period. Calls for service have increased overall this year. Since the start of the academic year in Fort La Bosse School Division, officers have been doing in-school visits as well as patrolling at bus times. The detachment participated in Operation Impact, a national program focusing on the enforcement of high-risk behaviors that contribute to collisions, such as impaired driving, distracted driving, and driving without a seatbelt. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, officers checked 26 vehicles at random. Fefchak said that his members also performed 20 checks for compliance with court-imposed conditions. Fefchak took note of the recent fraud in Verdun in excess of $2 million and stated that a multi-jurisdictional investigation is now underway. CST. Lucier from the local force is working on the case in concert with Saskatchewan RCMP and a livestock investigator from Alberta. The corporal and sergeant recently posted to Verdun are also assisting. With the arrival of a new corporal from Dauphin in the weeks ahead, supervisory staff are now up to full strength. However, Fefchak said that filling the junior ranks with recruits continues to pose challenges. Storefront improvement grants declined. Council declined two funding applications under the town's storefront improvement grant program and will encourage both businesses to reapply in 2023. The two companies, Swift Oilfield Supply and the Sweet Spot Bakery, both submitted their documentation after the intake deadline. In addition, administration reported that the initial monetary commitment of $25,000 has almost been exhausted. Claims for projects already approved have yet to be submitted, and granting any further applications would put the program over budget. Watershed Conference. Up to two members of council received authorization to attend the 2022 Manitoba Watersheds Conference being held December 5 to 7 in Winnipeg at a cost of $185 per person. Variation application. Council held a public hearing to consider a variation application from Merv Jeb of Verdun, who wishes to build a detached garage on his property in line with the existing one. Corey Nixon, Development Officer and Building Inspector for the Trans-Canada West Planning District, advised Council that the town's zoning by law requires a 4-foot setback from the side yard to place a detached accessory building in a residential two-family zone. Jeb's intention is to reduce the setback to 2 feet. After some discussion, Council approved the application, with the stipulation that a building permit be obtained prior to construction, that the wall running parallel to the easterly property line meet the provincial building code for spatial separation, and that the eaves not be located within 12 inches of the property line.